Welcome to The Ether. Today is Sunday, May 15th, 2022. Today on The Ether, building for the future in NFTs, hosted by SuperTerra. Let's take a listen.
Just waiting for Simon to join, and then we'll get started. Obviously, a lot of different areas to cover in a fast-changing landscape, I think it's fair to say, over this last less than a week, really, since all of this unfolded. So plenty to explore. Really great to see some familiar faces on the spaces before we even started. And the intention really is to give projects an opportunity to talk about their own plans for the future and also share some of my own thoughts on where we can go next. And indeed, I know there's lots of different spaces happening throughout the weekend as the broader crypto community has been incredibly welcoming to many of the builders and pioneers from the Terra space, which is really nice to see. So I'll just give it another minute or so. I know it's very early for Simon, so hopefully he'll be joining momentarily. If anyone wants to take part, sort of share some of your plans and thoughts, all you have to do is click the request to speak button, and I'll get you up and we can get things moving. I'm sure Simon will join soon. I think it's pretty early for him in Australia, as it is where I live. It's the so the middle of a Sunday evening after a very busy weekend, as I'm sure many of you have as well. So really, when I set this up, I set it up a few days ago as an extra spaces compared to obviously the ones that I normally do with Simon on a Monday, which will still be taking place tomorrow. Subject matter for that will be talking about dealing with the loss, challenge and opportunity. And that's really come out of a lot of conversations I've had over the last few days with various people that have been obviously affected in different ways. I think it's fair to say pretty much, I'm sure most of the people on this spaces have been affected in a number of different ways. I think we all see the positive side of community. I think that's the thing that's really pleased me in this adverse period, is seeing a raft of people coming together and some very kind and thoughtful people coming in from other chains as well to share their desire to support a new beginning for many projects. And really, one of the things I wanted to explore, and I can see some good names up here who are, I know, already quickly pivoting to moving for the future. Be really great to get some of you guys up to share. Obviously, I can see in front of me Pop and Puffins, who did a really good announcement just under an hour ago about their plans, which as a proud and long-standing Pop and Puffins owner, it's good to see that you guys have moved quickly. And Algorand is actually, for those you wouldn't necessarily know my username, that actually is the chain that I minted my very first NFT on. A really nice project. A young chap from the West Coast of the USA who I got chatting to before there were any such things as Terra NFTs. And I found the minting experience very pleasant. I think if we take Algorand as a chain, I think it's a lesser developed market for NFTs. But I think it's one where there's a lot of good builders and community focus. So I've got the message from Simon, he's coming. So we'll get Simon up to the stage as well. I think I want to say, obviously, up front, massively appreciate the many messages that I've had and many conversations over the last few days. And for me, from day one, this was always genuinely primarily about being involved in something that was groundbreaking, paradigm shifting. And that continues to be the case. I think that the crypto space is something that is here to stay. It's fair to say we've had a bit of a juggernaut of an issue hit us, which is perfectly understandable that it's going to take time for people to respond and adjust to that. But I think certainly the conversation I've had with projects, I think it's a mixture of people obviously wanting, and of course we all wanted Terra to succeed, let's not pretend otherwise, but actually how do we kind of continue and actually retain that community feel? And I think it will become more challenging because clearly projects are going to go to different chains. That's natural. Let's see what emerges out of the ashes of the Terra ecosystem as was. I think there's some brilliant protocols, projects, and individuals. And I think those talents will absolutely be put to good use in other parts of the crypto sphere. I myself, Simon's here now, so hopefully the request thing's gone through. But I myself work quite closely with other chains and very much enjoy the welcoming communities that are there. So I guess this more formalizes my plans to go cross-chain somewhat faster and not in the expected way. Perhaps before I do sort of hand over to Simon for a brief intro as well, I just want to say my DMs are always open. I've had lots of conversations. A problem shared is a problem halved. It was a seismic shock. I think, the personal challenges that we all face in our lives, it's really important to talk to others. So you're not alone in this. And I would say, as someone who historically has been in two major cataclysmic personal events, Mt. Gox a number of years ago, and also the train wreck of the 2017-18 end of bull market, which you could say put me off for a little while. So this is the third time. So you could say that, as we all are in this space, we're all quite resilient. I think the big shock with the sheer pace of collapse, I think that's what's really taken people aback. And I, along with many, had what I thought was a sensible strategy. I wasn't degenning, and we've all been somewhat fried by the experience. I think what doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. I think it was a song that had that in it a few years ago. So for me, I'm now going to, I think Simon is almost ready to join the throng. I appreciate it's early for him. But actually, perhaps in a change to the usual order, we have Wizard Wax, who is a good...
Hey, guys.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. He's a good guy. He's launched a project, Barefoot Rabbits, in the Terra space, and actually was looking to bring more eyes into Terra. I guess fair to say, and obviously I'll let you go in a second. You're pivoting back, but I think still a very good open collaborative example of someone that's working across chain.
I didn't want to change the topic. I just mainly wanted to say I'm with everybody. I'm in the same boat. We lost a lot of money in the last few days. Everybody did, and it really sucks. You know what I mean? But like I try to tell people now, I started on Solana with only $200 and I made bank, like a lot of money, put it that way. So as long as you guys have just a little nest egg, just anything, just know it's, you can get whatever you lost back. Just remember that, guys. Like, we can always rebuild. That's not the problem. But emotionally, I'm with you guys because nobody expected Luna to just take a spiral, death spiral. You know what I mean? Nobody's seen that coming. We all thought it was a top coin, and it doesn't make sense. So it really hurt a lot of people. And I understand it's like real hard to like, where do we start? Where do we start? But the people in Terra right now, they're really like helping everybody out. They're literally like Super Terra. They're putting AMAs out daily to help you guys, talking about what projects are going where and who's doing what. And they're always, the people that stayed on Terra, they're still here trying to help us, the people that lost a lot, trying to help us make it all back. So we just got to stay strong and just hope we all, like, we're all family. Like, so we hope we just all migrate to the same, like, blockchain, and we just make it all back. That's all I wanted to say, guys.
Thank you very much, as always, and always appreciate your support and contributions in these spaces. And absolutely, I'm just down to a few hundred bucks out of what was, building up to be quite a nice portfolio. But I do have lots of lovely, shiny JPEGs, that some of which I think will have a future life, which gives me hope.
What do you think about Hellcats going to Solana? That's actually kind of cool. I'm super excited for that.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? I'm now sort of catching up on, I mean, obviously things are changing hourly. They've obviously very quickly moved to announce a Solana mint. I think the logistics of how the original collection owners are they're not going to port it over. My understanding is there'll be some free mint opportunities and some whitelist opportunities. I think the one challenge there that I would throw out based on my own conversations and certainly my own position is a lot of us don't actually have a lot of cash at the moment. So lovely that there's an opportunity to re-mint.
Like when they said you can get whitelist, I'm like, some of us spent thousands on Hellcats, you know what I mean? They don't like get a free cat, you know what I mean, on a new network. It's a little like concerning, but I just love Hellcats for the art. The art is what got me onto Terra. So I fully back them, even if they're not like the strongest project when it comes to like the best, like where should we go from here, like ideas.
I think the important thing as well, and you know, to give them a sort of a fair hearing, they're pivoting quickly, like everyone else. They've had a severe knock, and they're trying to, you know, rebuild the project, reboot it essentially. And so I can totally understand that they would need to pull in funds. I think, yes, to your point as well, a lot of us, myself included, spent thousands on them. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how, for example, Hellhounds holders are treated. I imagine there'll be at least 32 addresses. They won't be getting anything, at least shouldn't be based on that. What now seems a very minor discussion.
We don't want cousins.
Cousins. No cousins. Yeah, absolutely. No, a serious point. I mean, that was the big news, what, less than 10, 12 days ago. And now it feels, you know, very small. I mean, there's been a number of, you know, noted rugs and challenges, and I've talked about them extensively over the last few months. This one, sadly, eclipses the lot. Thank you for those, the kind words as well. I mean, I'm continuing. I haven't stopped. It's important at this time as well to, you know, reach out to others. There's a number of people that I get on extremely well with who I haven't heard from this week. I've left them messages, but I am also aware that some people probably need a little bit of time away as well. But just reach out, make sure people are okay. Some people, it depends how you react. And certainly Simon and I will share some of our own thoughts, because we were actually quite close to bringing to the runway our own pet project. I think it's probably that's the wrong word. A project we've been doing side of desk, because as those of you who've listened to me before,
it's a secret project. That's what it is.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, absolutely. And I guess, you know, for us, we've been developing this over many months as like I say, a side of desk. You know, Simon has, you know, substantial sort of workload in other areas, particularly with, you know, Loop Learn and various other programs and activities. I myself obviously have my writing spaces, but I also have a trad job as well, which obviously, you know, is quite a positive thing in the current circumstance. But I am ultimately looking, I still am looking ultimately to fairly soon pivot.
What do you think of the skeleton punks going to Solana too?
It's an interesting one. I wasn't sure the official projects had announced that yet. I think
they say they're going to have new art too. Like they're doing new art and it's all going to be launched on Solana or something. And then like the Fax guy or Fex or whatever his name is, like he said something on their post, like read my Twitter or something. I don't know what's going on with skeleton punks. I don't know if anybody does, to be honest.
Yeah, I think that's like a sort of a family feud being aired in public. I mean, I generally, as you know from my spaces, I steer away from controversy. It's hard to avoid some of it with what's happened in with the collapse of the ecosystem. But yes, for that one, I am a skeleton punks holder. I minted several. I watch with interest. It's a bit like you know, when a sort of a family splits up and two rival offerings are produced. So I think it's going to be an interesting one to watch and see how that develops. But that's the beauty of the freedom of the crypto space. Obviously, something else just a note here before I think Simon hopefully is now brain engaged, woken up, and we'll get Simon on in a moment. But I wanted to say also, please be aware, there are quite a lot of, it would seem, copycats and rogues out there. Luna Bulls earlier were alerted to, I think there's a collection on, I forget which site, possibly OpenSea, which is basically a pure rip of Luna Bulls. It's not Luna Bulls. So yeah, that sort of thing as well will happen and does happen and has happened before. So we just need to be mindful of that.
Hey, that means they're doing it right though. Usually it's the opposite. Usually weak, like the smaller projects, they copy OpenSea projects, and then, you know, because they're successful. So the bootleg projects copy that. So if people are copying Luna Bulls and stuff like that onto OpenSea, that means that's a strong project and people are really backing it.
I absolutely agree. And again, I have no secret that I'm a massive Lunar Balls fan, have been from day one and continue to be so. And they're really talking very positively about, if you like, rebooting that project. So I'm quite excited to see that. And I think I am still in something like 90 Discords. I've managed to clear some non-Terra ones out, and I've actually joined some in other chains as well over the last sort of 48 hours. So, so I'm keeping tabs on a lot of communities. And one of the things I'm going to be trying to do over this next week or 2 weeks is I've started a spreadsheet with the many projects in Terra and where they've announced they're going, mint plans and so on. And I'll look at see if there's a way I can sort of share that as a living document, perhaps as a pinned tweet, but at the moment it's very messy and very basic. But I think if, you know, as a community, I know how difficult it is, even in normal times. If you think of the many mints we've had, you have a lot of time to kind of work out, oh, you know, XYZ is minting in 3 weeks' time, brilliant, and another one's coming up. But now we're going to potentially have a whole raft of different projects announcing, you know, lots of different changes. I don't want people to miss out. So if there's an opportunity to go, you know, and have a, you know, a remint opportunity and so on. And obviously the other challenge that we all have is there'll be lots of new wallet formations needed. I do have some for various chains, but you know, I'm not that extensive. But I, like a lot of people, we've got a variety of different wallets. But understanding how you can, you know, migrate and what needs to happen, and indeed, you know, if something emerges out of the ashes of the current ecosystem, you know, don't rule out that there might be projects that can, in some form, come back at a later date into the whatever it's going to be called space. Although I think the reputational damage is monumental. I think Lunar UST is dead. I can't see how that can come back now from the position it's in. But the remnants of the ecosystem, and I've been talking to various marketplaces, and some of the tech's really good. You know, I think the UX that we have in Terra, if that could be refocused to allow a broader series of markets to come in, who knows? We could still have some of the familiar places for sale that could go cross chain as well. So there's lots of opportunities. Slightly later than we normally would, and I explained the pre-context that obviously this is a special additional spaces. Real pleasure as always to have you with me, Simon, for what we're looking as always as an open discussion. So I can see lots of projects have joined us, which is fantastic. Please do press request. We'd love to hear A, your thoughts on, I guess, the current situation, and B, anything you can share really for your communities that can be sort of taken forwards, so that can help. For me, as much as anything, this is about amplifying the awareness and the message to help the many people that are out there that are obviously sort of scrambling around to work out what's happening next. So over to you, Simon, and then I can see my good friends Pop and Puffins have stepped up as well. So over to you.
Hey guys, early in the morning as usual. Super Terra always getting me up early with the time zones. But I'm excited to be here, guys. And, I know it's been a rough week for a lot of people. A lot of projects wiped out, a lot of holders and users, you know, wiped out as well, sort of in the same boat, both myself and, you know, some of the projects I'm working on. But I'm actually optimistic towards the future. And it kind of went from, what is happening for a couple of days to really look at this as an opportunity as well to rebuild back from scratch and rebuild back stronger. So I've been in a lot of spaces talking about this and really just kind of putting out that message that, you know, almost everyone when they started made mistakes or learnings or all this sort of stuff, and we haven't lost any of that sort of stuff. So, you know, for projects, it's the opportunity to find like a new home and start from scratch. I will say it's, you know, a lot of people I know have been saddened by the idea that Terra is going to split up and that some communities will go to different chains. And I think that's to be expected, right? You know, everybody's going to go search for different things and what they think is necessary for their own project. They're going to take different approaches. And I think we're going to be accepting of you know, whatever they decide to do. In terms of I think it's important when looking at, you know, if you're going to other chains as well, is evaluating multiple factors too. I mean, you know, I've seen a lot of projects go to Solana, which is often, you know, a smart move because that's got a lot of NFT space and liquidity, but it's also important to understand that there is high competition as well. So there's multiple players involved and many projects may move due to what they need to immediately rather than in the future. You know, some projects may move to Cosmos, which may not be, you know, a move that is, you know, that's fruitful straight away, for example, because they may not find the liquidity from day one. But it may be a strategic future move, for example, which Terra almost was. You know, we were only with the NFT space on Terra was quite fresh. I mean, even most of the projects that have built up aren't super old either. So, yeah, I'm excited to see how this plays out. I'm excited to see, you know, what projects choose to do and understand that, you know, many communities will split up and that it will be, you know, a very different landscape to what it was before. But whatever happens, I think there's a lot of opportunity to start from scratch, rebuild, and some of these communities will rebuild, will grow in their own areas. And, you know, overall, I think it's we'll go forward.
Absolutely. And I think that's the message I'm seeing throughout. And I know, you know, certain people, it's too soon. And I absolutely understand and respect that. For some of us, and it's not about sort of, you know, giving up on Terra. It's about being realistic about what we do next. And I think to your point, Simon, almost the analogy I gave the other day on a discussion that I was having, it's kind of like the end of school days. You know, you some people you'll see quite regularly again, other ones will go off to different areas of the world and do their thing, but we'll always have that link back to Terra. And I think that's really important because, you know, it's been a really good breeding ground for great ideas. But actually, already in the conversations I've had this week, some fantastic people from all sorts of different communities have reached out to me, as in outside of Terra, incredibly friendly, incredibly welcoming, some of whom I've had the pleasure of dealing with before, others completely new and unsolicited, which I really welcome as well. Say, hey, you know, do you know any devs need help? You know, this and the other, you know, do you need help, etc. And I'm like, great, you know, this is really fantastic. So I've been sort of sharing that on with others as well. So I think that's incredibly positive. So some good has absolutely come out of this. And the one piece of advice I would give, because I've had a number of people say this, there are some people in the broader space that are taking pleasure out of other people's discomfort. I quite simply just mute them. That's the best way to deal with them. Don't engage, just mute, and they'll soon move on because you're not giving them that target. So it depends on how thick-skinned you are. I am incredibly thick-skinned. So it comes with the territory of the football team I support and many other things. But no, I mean, seriously, we're all wired differently and it's important. Please don't take those things badly because those people don't have a soul. Anyway, that's my own view. I want to go on, Simon.
So, yeah, just real quick, I want to say you probably stepped in and mentioned this at the start, but, you know, we're you know, both Super Terra and myself, even though Super Terra has Terra in the name, we've always been a very, very big advocates of cross-chain in general. You know, you know, even though we've been working on our project from the start, we were still quite split on whether we wanted to build it in Terra or whether we wanted to build it in Cosmos and to actually kind of go cross-chain and have, you know, multi-mint sort of have it kind of available across different places. And that's just due to, like, there's multiple factors, right? You've got factors like risk mitigation across different chains, but there's also, like, the accessibility to different communities and not staying in just one kind of area and being able to kind of reach different audiences and different people and being kind of open across different chains. So I think that is still a smart strategy if you can kind of set it up, is to actually look beyond just one chain and start to, you know, look at multiple different chains. And that's something we've always been a bit advocate for. Although I do understand it can be quite difficult to stay in touch with multiple different chains. I know that for us, it's going to be quite difficult to stay in touch with maybe all these projects on five or six different chains. You know, it's quite challenging. But yeah, that's kind of my thoughts on that.
And I think one of the things that I'm keen to do, and I certainly touched upon it briefly, Simon, and also mentioned obviously our own project plan as well very briefly at the start, but also I'm keen that we continue with the Monday evening / Tuesday morning spaces that we've done every week now for the last probably 5-6 months. And so the topic, I think you and I just need to finalize it, but it'll be about kind of, you know, how we do, so broader than NFTs, but how you kind of, you know, bounce back. And certainly we'll give our own experiences and thoughts on that. And obviously that's another open discussion. We've got several speakers up already, which is absolutely fantastic. Two projects I really like really love to hear. Firstly, obviously, Poppin' Puffin stepping forwards, and my very good friends from Graz, the Artsy Apes. So first up, Poppin' Puffins, the floor is yours.
Oh, hey, man. Yeah, Super Terra. Thanks for hosting this space. And yeah, you said that thing about school days, and I think that resonated. And I think that reminded me of a famous philosopher who once said, it's something unpredictable, but in the end, it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. And I think that about sums it up. Yeah, from a project's perspective, I just kind of wanted to talk about, you know, where our head is at and how we're looking at things to probably give some insight about how other projects are looking at it. And I mean, at first you just want to hide and run away and put your head in the sand because it just feels like everything you built was destroyed, you know, like the Titanic sinking in the Atlantic. And what you thought was unsinkable was actually so fragile, and the money was money, but it actually represented your work and your future and all the hope that you had and all the people that, you know, that you were meeting with every day and building something with. And it's just like, you just want to run away, but then you realize that, you know, you do have something that's realer than UST or realer than Luna. You actually have, like, you know, physical things. You have human beings and you have their creations, and you've kind of built something that's has, you know, it has energy. And it's like, do you just walk away from that, or do you try and channel it somewhere? And, you know, the question is, do you make a decision fast or quick? And people, you know, some people have very strong opinions about that, but I really feel like there's no right or wrong answer, and there's no right or wrong chain in a way, because I mean, how can you make a decision in this emotional state with people telling you what to do and everyone's supercharged and desperate and scared? And some people are, you know, everyone is just all the spectrum of emotions is everywhere. And so to make the right decision, I feel like it's impossible to know until everything shakes out. It's just about, you know, keeping the people around you and your connections that you've made, like trying to like do the right thing by them. That's how I think we're taking it. Just like one day at a time, one step at a time, not even like, you know, thinking months in advance, just thinking like, how can we like make the right decision for the people around us right now? And so of course we announced that we were going with Algorand. And to be honest, if I had to say there was one factor that made us go with them, it was just culture. I thought, how can we make a decision? Like, you just have to like pick something that you what's the most important thing for you as a project? You know, is it DeFi? Is it, you know, tokenomics? I don't know. Is it market liquidity, or is it culture? And I think for us, it was culture. And the Algorand, the Algo fam, which I've come to love in the last 24 hours, really just opened their arms to us and introduced us to people, devs and community managers and project founders. And like within 24 hours, we were talking to all these people on a weekend about, you know, the landscape and the marketplace and the history. And they were just, you know, just giving us all this information. It just felt really, really different. It felt like what made sense, right, for our project, right, for our project. And so we're looking forward to that. And yeah, I don't know. It's been a crazy week. It's been, obviously, we're open too. Come in our Discord. And if you want to talk with us, if you have puffins, or if you just want to come in and, you know, have a place to, you know, to sit for a few hours and talk to people, you know, or advice, if anyone needs advice about the right decision. We've made our decision. And so for people who haven't made a decision yet, for projects that haven't made a decision, we're happy to share our thought process and kind of the research that we did and, you know, why we chose Algorand. And we just, for us, it's a great home full of a lot of great conservation projects. And they have obviously a strong kind of, you know, technical foundation in the blockchain, which is also great. So there's many reasons we could get into, but I don't want to just like hog the mic. But I just want to lend that perspective, you know, as a project, you know, why you make the decision that you do and why go fast, why go slow. And I really just don't think you can judge anyone at this point. Yeah, I guess we have Artsy Apes here too, which is pretty cool because we're both the graffiti back projects. We were on different marketplaces. We started on different eras in the Terra timeline, short and bright and burned, I guess, as it was. But yeah, happy to come back on and answer any questions. But thank you guys for just giving us this platform and just to air our feelings. I haven't really said too much. So this is actually quite emotional for me. I didn't realize it would be, so thanks.
And I really appreciate that as well, because actually thinking about it, I've not been on many spaces in the last few days. I've done a lot of talking with people and private conversations and one-to-ones with various members from all sorts of different communities and backgrounds. But yeah, it is a big thing. It's kind of, we've all had to pivot quickly and get our heads around something that's just so seismic that, you know, literally a week ago, it was unfolding, I guess, by this stage. But it's a week is such a long time, and I always joke about it in my articles and conversations. You know, a week in Terran, but oh my god, this particular week was wow. You know, I could make analogies, but I won't. It's just quite shocking. For me, I would say, just to reinforce what I said at the start of the space, is Algorand's a nice chain. I've been involved there. In a relatively minor capacity, as a holder of, as I say, my first NFTs are actually from Algorand, which I think surprised someone in an interview that I did a few weeks ago, because most people come through the ETH route. I didn't do the ETH route, and I'll tell you why. Because the gas fees, whereas Algorand is incredibly low-cost transacting network. This isn't a plug for Algorand. There are lots of other brilliant chains out there, and I'm sure we'll hear more as this space unfolds. But yeah, I think the community there is excellent, very thoughtful, and a decent group. What I was going to suggest, and I know we've chatted privately, we'll get you on. I'm going to keep my spaces going. I'm just going to broaden them so that we're looking at, you know, new opportunities cross-chain. I think to Simon's point, I will be wrecked in the mental and physical sense if I try and capture every space and every opportunity. I'll have to be sensible and sort of focus on perhaps, you know, two or three chains where the activities are happening, and perhaps we could create a broader network. Before we hand over to RCH, I just want to say, can you all send some love to Terra Spaces as well? They do absolutely sterling work for the community, and they really have been the kind of the monks of old were the scribes that wrote, you know, the chronicles of the time, and captured the happenings that mean that we can look back 1,000 years later and understand what happened at the time of the Norman conquest and so on. The reason I say that is from day one, Terra Spaces have absolutely chronicled the meteoric and stratospheric rise of Terra. And I think to your point just then, yeah, burn bright, burn fast, and yeah, that whole I think back to poor old Kurt Cobain, it's that kind of thing, you know. It was fantastic, but it was too brief. So anyway, I'll stop my kind of pseudo philosophical ramblings, and just I want to just say a thank you to Terra Space, and especially to Finn, who is such an important figure in the Terra Space, and someone that I personally have had so much fantastic support from. And I think
same, it's shout out to Finn.
Yeah, absolutely, and just send that love, because you know they're doing superb work, and I think I'd love to see those guys go cross chain as well. I've seen some really, really good moves happening in the last 48 hours there. So let's keep that love going. And speaking of love, I've never been on Twitch until about 12 days ago, and had some great fun with the lovely team from Artsy Apes. I did a live chat with some really cool DJ music in the background. And it feels like a different time, but a really enjoyable experience. Great project, you know, Stebo, fantastic graffiti artist. Guys, great to have you up here. The floor is yours.
Thank you, man. Yeah, it does feel like a really different world. But it's funny that you mentioned that about Terra Spaces, because that was actually the very first thing that I wanted to talk about. It is a very emotional time, but yeah, the first thing I wanted to get out is I wanted to say thank you, like in person, because we've done a lot of private chats in the last days, but I haven't had that opportunity. So I just wanted to say to both you and Terra Spaces, absolute massive thank you. It's one of the reasons why we never really looked at other chains for the last 6 months, because with people like you around, we just didn't feel the need to move anywhere. And getting back to Cobain, I think it's better to burn out than to fade away, if I got that memorized correctly.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So thoughts at this stage? I guess you guys are still formulating plans, I imagine. And don't feel free to share or not share.
All right. Yeah. So very first thing I want to get out of the way there is that we do feel an obligation that people get to keep what they bought. It's so important that we like put a lot of energy towards making sure that people's possessions, because like once you buy it, it should be yours, right? That you get to keep it and enjoy it no matter no matter what. So we don't want to take a remint approach with people getting whitelist spots. We want to open the bridge somehow, somewhere. Don't quite know where yet. So thanks to the Puffins for offering some help with that. Like Algorand wasn't really on our radar up until that post. So I'm definitely keen to look what's happening over there.
I don't mean to cut in, but you guys should do Near. Your art style would work perfect with what they do on Near. Like a lot of the artists are over there, they do like original artwork where it's like handmade stuff, like what your guys' art reminds me of. I think you guys should really check about Near too.
Yeah, we heard about Nia. We actually have some friends IRL who are doing a project on there. So yeah, that's definitely on the radar. But we're also considering Ethereum layer 2, like Polygon, for example, because there's also like this pretty buzzing art scene happening there. Yeah, it's like pretty difficult for our project, I would say, because there's so many like facets to it. There's so many things to consider. Something that was touched on before, like, do we go to a bigger crowd and what do we go Cosmos even maybe, even though there's not really a scene popping there, and hope to be one of the first movers over there. Like it's many different variables to judge, but I see Puffin's got their hand up. Feel free.
Oh, sorry, that was an accident. Yeah, I forgot what I was going to say, but it was an accident. But love you guys. You guys are awesome. I just want to say you guys are awesome. I did want to say to Finn, I think he has all the footage for the documentary. So he should definitely hook up with the production team and talk about that if he's not doing it already. Because if anyone has all the footage, the entire history of Terra, it's Finn.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is an incredibly good shout, actually. That is an incredibly good shout, absolutely. Because you think of it, it's such a seismic event, and actually, yeah, powerful, very powerful indeed. Excellent. So, obviously, I know, obviously, we chat quite regularly. We'll get you guys on another Spaces as well. Always a pleasure to talk to the Artsy Apes team. And I mean what I say as well. I do fancy coming over to meet up with you guys. We're talking about doing a big sort of community gathering somewhere in Europe,
which is still on. I just want to say that.
I'm up for that. I might have to persuade my better half to allow me now. I've just burnt a load of savings. But no, in all seriousness, I'm well up for it. So yeah, let's make that happen. And I think actually one of the biggest things that I take out of my experience here that I didn't have from prior experiences in the space, you know, when I was kind of trading, losing, burning. I've kind of done some of the losing, the burning this week as well, as we all have. But I think the community side is so much more impressive. And I think that's come to the fore really in the last few years. You know, yes, you can interact with shillers and influencers and what have you, but actually interacting with the brains behind protocols, NFT projects, people that are building the future, and you just develop those really powerful personal relationships as well. And that's, I feel, and I think I said it on one of my posts the other day, I feel richer for the experience and the wonderful people and the friendships I've made. And I think that's something that, you know, is a non-tangible, but a very powerful one. So I just wanted to sort of, to kind of leave that thought for now. We have another speaker up, and I'm really, really interested to hear from them. I can see that they're in the algo space. So Kev 98 Don, welcome to the stage.
Hey, what's up, bro?
All good. Yeah. Welcome your thoughts. Obviously, are you involved with the algo sort of NFT space, as it were?
Yeah, I started here in January for the new year.
Excellent.
But I've been at Algorand since November 2020.
Great. And any thoughts or things you can share for the audience listening?
For me, I don't know what Algo is. I actually know of it now because the way you guys are speaking of it, but I've never actually used a blockchain or even knew they did NFTs on it. Could you explain?
Can you repeat it again?
All right. You're cutting out or something. I was saying, what is Algo? I didn't know they were doing NFTs over there. What's the marketplace? What's the scene like? Let us know.
Yeah, it's pretty good. The marketplace, you go to Rand Gallery.
I was going to say, one of the things I'd be interested to do is perhaps post this spaces, do a bit of an article about some of the features and availability to share with some of the guys, because I do regular articles on Loop Finance.
I was just there, but I had to go around.
Excellent.
Madison and Cypress, if you don't mind walking here, I'm like right on the corner. Yeah, like literally down the block from First Taco.
Oops.
I think you might be on the phone.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We also have the fun and games where people are out and about, and I've done it myself and a bit on spaces, and you're crossing a busy road or something. But no problem. No, thank you. Molly, by all means, please step forward.
Hi there. So I am on the Algo chain and have been since maybe August of last year, 2021. And we had bought some Algo beforehand, but I've had projects on there. Do you mind if I just like pin some resource links towards like marketplaces and how to make a wallet and stuff, just to kind of help people?
That would be
out?
Amazing.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll make absolutely. Some tweets, yes, real quick, please.
And pin them. And wonderful. Then happy to answer any questions to the best of my ability. I actually have planned on hosting a spaces tomorrow at, I'm at 1 p.m. Pacific time, which this is the same time as this one. So if you're interested in like combining spaces, and I can try to, I mostly just wanted to like welcome anybody. I feel awful. I cannot imagine like if Algo was in these shoes and the whole market crashed, I would feel terrible and pretty hopeless. So I just kind of wanted to like hear people's stories, offer any help I can, welcome them with open arms. So we can talk about that later, though. I don't want to shill. I'm just here to help.
No, that's great. Well, one of the things I'm keen to do anyway, and I'll drop you a line afterwards, is let's do that. Let's do a sort of joint spaces and explore Algo in more depth. I think, because I don't know if you sort of joined at the start, but my first ever NFTs were actually in the Algorand chain. So I know it's slightly unusual because most people's first NFTs experiences were obviously in ETH. But I really like the sort of the low cost gas fees and the quirky projects that I've purchased. They're not particularly major ones by any stretch. But yeah, let's get something set up. And please, do pin and obviously feel free to tag Simon and myself on those tweets as well, so they'll get broader exposure. So no, that's great. Let's set something up. That sounds really good. And thank you as well to Kev98. I know it sounds like you were out and about, but I appreciate you stepping up. Next up, we have someone sporting one of my favorite project profiles, Luna Bulls. So Ing Sagittarius, star sign, excellent. The floor is yours.
Thank you very much. First of all, I'm really honored, and it's a pleasure speaking to bright minds like yourself and Simon and everyone in this community. I'm quite new to this space. I joined the NFT world back in January. And I have a question, since you guys are all experienced and you've been through NFT since the beginning. My exposure to NFT was actually only with Terra blockchain. Unfortunately, you know what happened recently. Let's skip that. I invested into Luna Bulls. I bought some NFTs in Luna Bulls, and it's my only investment in NFT. It's my first experience, and it's my only one. I have also Hellcats, and now with this crash, I bought some Galactic Punks. So I wanted to ask you, based from your experiences, did it ever happen that a project migrated from a blockchain to another? And when this happens, because it seems like it's technically possible now, some some Terra NFT communities have announced their move, their switch to Solana, for example, such as Hellcats. But my question here is, did such things happen before? Did some other communities have ever migrated to a different blockchain? And the most important question is, if they did migrate those other projects, did they maintain the same value? Now I'm worried about this. For example, we had a good value on Lunables, definitely on Hellcats and Galactic Punks, and now with the crash you see how the value went down. But does it mean that once they move to the new chain, they will retain the prior crash value, or they will start from scratch? That's my question. Thank you very much, and it's a pleasure speaking to you all.
Thank you. Lots of questions in there, and some of them I probably can't give you a definitive answer on, but one of them I can is that whilst we haven't had projects migrate previously, there are a number of projects, for example, Hero, that is cross-chain. There's also Atom Spheres, who launched their first mint on Random Earth, I think it was the back end of last year, and they launched their second collection as, I think, the first ever mint on Stargaze, which was for their baby atoms. In terms of the community and the value side, obviously the baby atoms, I don't think they're tradable yet. I think that marketplace is about to go live for NFT trading in the next few days. So I'm keeping a close eye on that anyway. So again, as I mentioned at the start, I do follow, you know, a number of different chains and areas. So there have been projects that have gone cross-chain. A full migration, I imagine it may have happened, but I think by and large, you tend to find, because obviously this is like, you know, it's an extinction level event, if you like, in that projects are having to think about existentially where they survive, move, develop, and so on. As far as value goes, I can't really speak to that, other than that taking Luna Bulls as an example, tremendously powerful community, and really part of the value there is the constant innovation. You know, we've just gone for the 3D bulls with the tesseracts. They have the secondary mint of the baby bulls. They've done like a lot of, you know, good sort of foundational pieces there, heading towards the metaverse. So I think all of these different aspects create their own value. I think as Wizards Wax mentioned earlier, Hellcats, obviously they've got a very powerful art style. They're looking to move. There's lots of factors, but I'm going to let the other speakers step in. So apologies, I didn't see whose hand went up first. So in the spirit of all of my spaces, I will hopefully go for whichever one of you did it first. Please step forward, either Puffins or Wizard Wax. But obviously, we'll get to both of you anyway.
I'll go first real quick. I was going to say, when it comes to like projects, and this is what I was trying to tell Artistry 8s too, it matters what blockchain you're going to, because the art style only works on certain blockchains. Like, you can have the best art, but the people on that like blockchain will not like your art style, no matter what your community is like, no matter what. So you got to make sure you look at what art is going to what project, like what blockchain too. My bad, I'm in a Rocket League match, but you got to make sure you're paying attention to like what the community buys over there, because you can try to sell over there and you'll never sell out just because people don't like the art style. When it comes to like Hellcats, to answer one of his questions, Hellcats will thrive on Solana because that art style is what belongs over there. It's like an ETH quality blockchain, like art. The artist, I think Tyler or whatever his name is, he's great. Like, he belongs on like ETH and stuff like that. So stuff like Hellcats will boom, you know what I mean? And then Luna Bulls, I don't know where they're, I don't know what they're doing yet, so I couldn't answer that one like yet, but for Hellcats, if you're holding the Hellcats, I recommend getting one on Solana. With as long as half of the community just follows, the Solana blockchain will support that NFT like hugely. Trust me.
Thank you. No, that's great to know. Poppin' Puffins, you know, sort of step in as well.
Yeah. I mean, I second that. I mean, for us as well, Algorand. You know, when we had a look at the marketplace and what kind of NFTs were there, we saw a lot of birds. So that was a good sign from the very beginning. And there's just the, you know, there's a lot of wildlife conservation projects there that have a real like a mission to protect nature. And, you know, Algorand is, you know, one of their main value props is that they're the greenest blockchain. And so if you are a project that has kind of a core of wildlife or nature conservation or human preservation, then it is a nice chain to look at. And the art as well. I mean, there's a lot of animals and there's a lot of playful characters, illustrations, and that's kind of what we represent. You know, we're this fun-loving community. Whereas, yeah, like a collection of like Hellcats has a different culture. And so it's 100% something to consider.
Like you said it good too. Culture is a big thing, like a really big thing.
Yeah, and the art is a reflection of the culture. So, you know, they go hand in hand. But yeah, I feel like this is kind of a diaspora, and we've touched on it before. But, you know, this is probably, you look back, it's like what, like it's an extinction level event. And, you know, it's like a natural disaster in the Stone Age. And, you know, cultures are split up and spread out and new roots are established and new, you know, tribes grow. And the knowledge that we had from Terra, I feel like that's the biggest thing, like the UX and the competition and the brains and like the speed at which things developed and the passion that everyone had. I feel like, you know, that's unique in a way. And taking that to other chains, I hope that's a good thing. You know, I hope we can actually help other chains in that way. So even going to Algorand, you know, like being able to shape that marketplace is something really cool because it's young. It's like, you know, it's still developing and there's tools being developed and people are solving problems. And that's a cool space to be in if you want to, you know, get in on the ground floor and create with other groups. Whereas, yeah, like a Solana or an Ethereum, you know, you might have a great product, but at the same time, you're not going to be like, you know, shaping the ecosystem as much as you would be maybe on Algorand. So it depends on what you know, what's your passion and what kind of drives you and what lights your fire. So.
And I think that that's the sort of kind of learning experience we were hoping we'd sort of find in these sorts of conversations, because clearly there's never been sort of a mass movement like this before. It's the very nature of this sort of event is so rare. I want to bring Molly back up shortly, but we do have one new speaker who's stepped up with, so leave me a gnome. I do like the pun. So the floor is yours.
Yeah, sorry. Thank you. I have lost my voice recently thanks to the flu, so I'm going to try to speak as eloquently as possible while slowly dying. My name is Gnome. I am over on the Algorand blockchain. I'm the creator of Orbital Gnome Strikers. We act as a social hub for all Algorand-based projects. I'm also a massive, massive Luna investor. I lost about $750,000. And I just wanted to come on here and welcome all of you guys to the Algorand community, tell you guys a little bit more about what Algorand has to offer to you, make an offer from OGS to say that any of you want to move your projects over to Algorand, or if you would just like to interact with the Algorand community and see what opportunities there are within our community, you're more than welcome over at the OGS Hub. We have over 100 projects on Algorand partnered with us right now, and we are expanding into other blockchains. But I have been a part of the Algorand community for over 2 years now. I am also one of the moderators for Algorand Official, so I work with the Algorand Foundation directly. That's mostly my spiel. I wanted to see if anyone had any questions about Algorand, and I will try to very brokenly tell you about them.
I'm already thinking, actually, we should do a special Algo space to introduce the Terra community more broadly. So I think there's a good rich body of speakers already coming up tonight. So if that sounds good to you guys, I'm very interested in the hub you've just mentioned as well. I mean, if you want to pin a tweet, feel free to do so. And perhaps I could liaise with you, Molly, and you know, potentially, obviously, we will get some of our own projects on that as well, so we can all share and learn about the Algorand chain together. If that's okay with you guys,
yeah, absolutely. And we also host weekly AMAs over on the OGS server, just introducing projects to the community. So if any Terra projects would like to come speak on there, that's more than open for anyone to come and participate in. And in fact, we have Poppin' Puffins coming in next week to speak as the first Terra project that is moving over to Algorand.
Fantastic. Also, I've been delighted to attend those and contribute / listen in. I think it's important to do that to help other projects have that awareness as well. So yes, let's talk post this spaces and appreciate everything that you guys are doing and also sorry for your loss as well. That's a substantial hit and we've all had differing levels. It's been quite a painful experience, but as I think I said at the start of this spaces, this is about kind of positively bringing people together and sort of linking up that broader community. So thank you. Thank you for that as well. And I do love your username. It's brilliant.
Thank you. Yeah. I just go by Gnome, but the OGF Discord link is in my profile. Anyone who wants to join, please feel free. We're very welcoming. You have access to over 100 different Algorand projects. They all post their announcements within OGS, so that you're able to be kept up to date with everything that's happening in the Algorand ecosystem at one time. I would love to have you come on as a speaker next week if you're free. Maybe make it like a Terra-themed fireside chat. That's what we call them, the AMAs.
Excellent. That sounds fantastic. Yeah, no, I've definitely, I'd be very, very keen to come along and, perhaps share some of, the broader experiences I've had as well. And I think a lot of this is just about kind of, linking up and moving forward together. So that's fantastic. And I wish you luck with your recovery for your throat, because I had COVID not long ago and it just absolutely wiped me out for weeks. So I know it's probably something else in your case, but it's horrible when you kind of have sore throats and stuff like that. So particularly when you're trying to do spaces and talking.
I know. I got the flu, and then I'm just like, oh no, there's a Twitter space that I should probably participate in.
Well, it's great to have you here. We really appreciate you got off your sick bed to join us. So that is brilliant. Thank you very much indeed. So I can see we've got another speaker waiting. There's definitely a theme. It's a good theme though. We're getting a lot of.
Is there any KDA people here too? Because I heard Kadena is super strong, and a lot of Kadena people came to Skeleton Punks when they were first going to Mint. So I wonder if KDA is also a good spot to go to, if there's any speakers from there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're getting a real slew of people, which is wonderful, by the way. This is what all of these spaces, for those of you that haven't joined us before, we run them regularly on a Monday at this time. This is obviously a special for the Sunday. And the focus is always about giving people from the community. And indeed, we deliberately don't tend to use the word Terra because we want people to come in from outside the space so we can have those conversations. And obviously, going forwards, we'll continue this broad approach. So, if anyone is in the audience who wants to speak from some of those, I can also see some other familiar and friendly projects in the listenership. If you want to step forward, feel free to do so. As always, we don't bite, we're all very friendly. But obviously, if it's not the right time, you know my DMs are always open and we can always arrange some, a future opportunity to speak in a spaces going forwards. So our next speaker, simply called N. That's great. Or N Algo DGen, in fairness, is your full name. So welcome.
Well, thank you, Super Terra. It's nice to meet you, man. I just thought I'd jump in. I'm hearing a lot of people coming and talking about their experiences, their different blockchains, and there's a lot of technical jargon there, which I'll be honest, I don't understand all of it. So I just wanted to give the perspective of someone who is maybe a little bit more just here for the art. As you can tell, I've got an exquisite DP. This is a crazy goose flock for anyone who's wondering. But I'm just really here for the art. I'm not a super techie guy, but I just wanted to shout out Algo as well because it's so simple. Like a lot of people, I started with ETH and it was very complicated and it was anxiety inducing, sending transactions and waiting for about 10 minutes. But Algo is just super simple. So for anyone here listening who's not really into the whole crazy techie side of things and just likes the art, I can recommend it from a user experience perspective.
Excellent. I can relate to that because actually, whilst I will talk with a limited level of knowledge on some of the more sort of DeFi protocols and everything else, Simon is undoubtedly far more expert in that field. I'm someone that actually likes the easy UX, and that's one of the reasons that absolutely I've used Algo in the past. The Algo wallet is really easy to use. It's really easy to link up. It's instant. It's low cost. ETH it's a nightmare at times. I've wasted so much money, gas fees, to get something across, and thought afterwards, why the heck did I do that? But the UX is so important. I think you're absolutely right, and I think the Algo UX is nice. It's simple. I hate those multiple moves you have to do just to get some money in a place to start to act, because it's not something I'm particularly good at. But there you go. So thank you for that. And I'm actually a massive lover of the art side of it as well, which is really what's kind of drawn me into that in quite a deep and pocket hurting way at the moment. But actually, I love it as well. The community side is fantastic. I think that's a big part of NFTs as well. So thank you for that. We also have Rand Gallery up to speak.
Hey, thanks for letting me up. My name's Chris. I'm the founder of Rand Gallery. And thank you, Molly, for the shout out. Appreciate that a lot. I was just curious, like, from the Terra NFT creator point of view, like, is there anything a marketplace like Rand Gallery could do to help, or like any tools that are really awesome on Terra that maybe you're wanting to see on other blockchains? Just kind of curious to learn more about all that stuff.
I don't think most of us probably know Algo, the ones that have projects on Terra.
I can see the Puffins have got your hands up as well, if you want to chip in.
Yeah, well, I would definitely encourage people to think about like what features they love on Terra, even if they don't know what the marketplace situation is on Algo, because I think there are some, you know, on Terra, you know, we had all these marketplaces, they were developing, you know, every day and responding to, you know, community feedback. And, you know, I just think, you know, being able to, you know, a really good handle on rarity was really important. Obviously, like aggregating across marketplaces was something that was useful. You know, it wasn't fully developed, but being able to compare NFTs across different marketplaces, a good feed system where you could really see, you know, what sales were going through and kind of get basically like an order book, but for NFTs. Yeah, just like looking at the marketplaces on Terra, there were some really great features with transferring, minting individual NFTs that you could do, like, you know, T-Pops, Terra Proof of Participation on Terra, or I forget what they're called on Ethereum. But those are really cool features. And I also just want to say the art thing, I mean, the one really crazy thing, right, is that the only thing that held up on Terra were the NFTs, right? I mean, they were actually a store. I think for the first time, they represented a store of value, even though they did crash, obviously, a lot. Like, the Galactic Punks went down by, I don't know, 85, 90% floor price, but Terra went down 100%. So, I mean, they were actually a pretty solid store of value. If you want to look at it that way, which is interesting because I don't think that's ever been tested before. And yeah, I encourage people to speak up and just say what they do love about the Terra marketplace, like what they found really useful, or what were the pain points that they had that maybe Algo could learn from.
I just want to second that point about the utility of NFTs. It's just like anyone can appreciate good art and a great community. So, you know, whatever the charts say for a cryptocurrency, great art, great community really stands out.
100% agree. I can see Ing Sagittarius, you've got your hand up if you want to step forward.
Yeah, thank you. It's just to respond to Rand Gallery. Good question. I can answer this as a newbie, as a new user. What I was looking for when I decided to join the NFT community as a starter back in January, I was looking to not hassle too much with fees going, especially that most of the NFTs are on ETH and moving funds from a wallet, from an exchange to a wallet costs a lot of money, a gas fee. And then when you want to buy an NFT, it costs a lot of gas fee. And sometimes you just want to get in, you know, for fun, for the experience, to know how it works. And once I tried it with Terra Luna, I had the station, the Terra station. It was very seamless, very simple. You just, you know, and no fees, very quick transactions between the exchange and my wallet to fund my wallet so that I can buy from the... So those are things that are very important for a newbie from a user experience. And those things probably keeps away the newbies from ETH, maybe, I'm not sure, but that's my own experience. So I just wanted to share that with Rand Gallery.
Thank you. And I can also see that WizardWax, once again, if you want to step up, sir.
Yeah, you bring up a couple of good points. One thing I was going to say is that for like real investors, for people that are new to a blockchain, you must have like recent sales. Like, when some of us hear about these, like, oh, this is a blue chip, this is a blue chip, we want to make sure by verifying sales. Like, I want to see like sales above floor happening before I even think about aping like thousands of dollars into something. So if you guys have like a way to where we could, like he was saying, the puffin, the penguins, if you can have a way where we can see recent sales and stuff like that, that really encourages like bigger investors to like ape on something because they see there's other people backing the project as they are too. And then one thing I super, super hated about Terra, and because I come from different blockchains, I've almost tried everything you can name, the whole UST to like, I understand because of the burning, but the whole having UST to buy something off the marketplace because the fees were in UST was kind of a drag, because then I would have to tell my buddies, yeah, you're also going to need to make sure you have 10 to 15 UST in your wallet just for fees, just in case you need a delist or relist and stuff. It kind of got annoying. Like, I don't know, like, what algo is, like, completely, but I want to know, do you guys have to, like, what are the fees like? Do you play an algorithm or is there a stable coin?
Actually, just to comment on that, whenever you make an exchange or buy something from the marketplace, you don't really have need to have UST. I buy you only with Luna. And
now you do, but when I first started, it was like only UST. You had to have UST, but now some of the marketplaces do have Luna option. Yeah.
Okay, that's on random alerts. Yeah, from January it was fine. No UST.
Just to answer the question, what is the fee on Algorand? Is that what was asked?
What do you guys use for fee? Because on Terra we used UST. We didn't use Luna.
Oh, see, we use Algo, and it only costs it costs 0.001 Algo, which is about 1/20th of a penny.
Okay, yeah, that answers my question. Thank you, man.
No problem.
The only other sort of, like, quote-unquote fee that would be associated with it is Algo has an opt-in feature, which is a very double-edged sword of you have to opt into something to receive it, so you can't be spammed, but you also...
Yeah, you gotta, like, approve the contract or something.
And that does lock up 0.01 algo, which again is like right now less than a penny.
So is it 0.01 or is it 0.1?
It's not. It's not the fee. That's like the question was like too much. Like I don't mind like locking a little bit of funds up. It was just difficult to get UST.
Also, Matey, you mentioned something which I found quite funny. You said if there's a way to see recent sales. So on Algo, there's a few marketplaces, but one of the bigger ones, he's a speaker here, Rand Gallery. He's got all the links there, and right on one of the links, you can see all the activity. It's so, again, for me, I'm not a techie guy. It's so easy, though. You can see last 7-day sales, last 24-hour sales, all of that.
Oh, yeah, stuff like that really helps.
And yeah, dude, it just, and because the links are already there on Rand Gallery, it's like a one-click experience, and it's you're there. You're where you need to be quick.
Yeah, we also have on Algorand a place called NFT Explorer, and that will actually aggregate all of the sales for every NFT marketplace that is currently on Algorand into one place. And you can, if you're looking for a crazy goose flock or something, you can go to sellers and it'll pull up the sellers on every single NFT marketplace, and you can buy from the best prices just using NFT Explorer.
What are the unique wallets?
I was also about to pin Acelytic, which kind of gives you like a general value overall of a project as well. I'll pin that up in just a second.
How many unique wallets are on the NFT space for like buying and selling? You guys know?
I don't know, like 7. I'm just kidding. I think it's somewhere around 2,500, but that is just off the top of my head.
So it's, you guys have way seven. More than Terra. In Terra, we had around like 10,000 to 12,000 at our heyday. You know what I mean? It wasn't great.
We have a lot of users. Our NFT ecosystem is still being developed. It's expanded a ton over the last year. I mean, I was around when we first started the Algo NFT marketplace and Reddit. There's like 600 members. And then that's where projects like Rand Gallery came into existence, because that gave us a place to start selling and buying NFTs. But since then, we have expanded massively. There are so many projects that are just increasing the utility of NFTs, increasing your ability to buy them, how to buy them, where to buy them, how easy it is to buy them. It is very much so a developing space still, but a ton of progress is being made.
Just a couple of things I'd like to add about features around NFT marketplaces that maybe could have been better on Terra. I don't know what your guys' thoughts are. And I'm kind of also keen to kind of redirect the conversation, and I'll let Terra in a second. One of them, and for those who maybe haven't been in the space where NFTs are Terra, one of them is going to be transparency and trust. And that's slightly left-wing and not necessarily a feature. And an important one for everywhere, but we recently had a lot of trust issues with teams on Terra around marketplaces and stuff. So, you know, obviously working out mechanisms that to show as much transparency and trust as possible, especially around team members in NFT marketplaces. You know, we had issues with, you know, whitelist kind of frauds and, you know, kind of like insider things. It was interesting. Second one, and I don't know if that's something that most people want. It's really not a big fan of escrow contracts, like having to almost have that we have to deposit a certain amount of funds into the intermediary.
You're cutting out bad, Simon.
Am I?
Yeah, I was going to say, you went
so
very
bad. I really wish I understood what you're saying.
Yeah, it's like sort of very electronic 1980s voice distortion going on there. I got the gist, Simon. I mean, sometimes if you want to drop off and I can obviously re-add you, that might be one way to do it. But you were sort of gone very, as I say, very sort of Dalek-y almost, but I've done it myself as well.
Can you hear me now?
That's much better, Simon. Yes, far away.
I have these Beat AirPods and sometimes they sort of wig out. So what I was saying, just to give you a quick recap, is trust and transparency is, and I mean, this is like anything on any chain, but for those that maybe don't understand, we recently had, you know, some issues with marketplaces, and it has been kind of a thing on Terra where, you know, there's a lot of trouble trusting marketplaces for multiple reasons. I mean, one of them is obviously quality control of projects, which was a big one. That was the initial issue with marketplaces. But then, you know, it kind of ran into, there was some insider, you know, kind of dodginess going on between some of the main marketplaces around adding, you know, team members to whitelist mints, and, you know, running bots that would snipe all the mints, and they were run by team members, and a whole bunch of, like, you know, shady stuff. I'm not going to give too much detail into it, but I think trust and transparency is a really important one for Terra projects and members coming over to other chains. One to really, really look at and consider. And I think, you know, everyone's always got that on their mind, but especially with Terra Crew, that is extra important. And the next piece is around, I really, really did not like the escrow contracts. So, and I mean, I could be an isolated case, but I was not a very big fan of having to deposit, you know, funds into a secondary contract or a secondary place to then have to mint. And then, you know, you've got to put funds onto that contract. And I really did not like that, contract personally.
Yeah, it wasn't always seamless. And
same, that was not fun, man. I agree.
Yeah, and then you have this whole thing where it's kind of yours but it's not yours, and it's deposited but it isn't in your wallet. Then you have to do this really weird sort of just put it into your wallet even though it's already sorted there but not there. I don't know why that, what's going on in the background there, but all very strange. But no, I think actually a really good point, Simon. I mean, some of the great things about the Terra NFT marketplace is given, I mean, the whole space only really, I suppose, has been in existence for 8-9 months, but they've actually moved really far forwards with their UX. But you're absolutely right, there's a trust issue with one particular marketplace, which was the big news story of sort of 2 or 3 weeks ago. It seems like a lifetime ago now. And also the, if you like, the massive almost sort of gold rush era of lots of projects coming on and finding, yeah, there were certain challenges with certain marketplaces coping with you know, mints and so on and crash outs. And I remember the pain of, you know, trying to mint and failing on my phone and things like that. So, you know, Terra has had its growing pains and teething troubles. And I think we can probably bring a lot of that experience to other chains as well with the conversations that we have as we look to kind of share our own experiences and move forward. So I think that would be really good to do as a space. I've made lots of scribbles. So I'm definitely going to be talking to various of the excellent speakers we've had up this evening. I think with that in mind, we've had a very patient speaker, and it's mixed really, because I was hoping to speak to these guys last week, and then obviously with the world somewhat changing quite rapidly, so in normal times I do regular project focused spaces where we explore the depth of, you know, what someone's about to do for a mint and so on, community art styles, you know, we go into quite a lot of depth, and I think N particularly would hopefully enjoy those sorts of spaces where we explore, you know, the people behind a project and the ideas and the inspirations and so on as well. And I will be continuing to do those. We're just obviously, like everyone else, there's a bit of a hiatus in you know, a number of projects that are obviously moving, but clearly I'm very open to you know, having broader conversations around the NFT world. So Mutants, lovely to speak with you, and sorry that, you know, the circumstances aren't as nice as we were hoping, you know, 10, 12 days ago when we first spoke about doing a spaces together.
Just for a bit of context for everyone in the call, Super Terra and I were having a beer a week ago, I would say.
Yeah, it was. It was lovely to meet you as well. I mean, obviously, yeah. Just before the world went bang. But yeah, no, and it's really great. And obviously, we didn't know who each other was. We'd previously arranged to do our spaces together, and it was lovely to actually, you know, meet a real life person. No, seriously, it was very, very good. And despite everything that's happened in the subsequent, you know, week or so, it was fantastic. It was the first in real life event I've been to where I've sort of met more than one person. So it was wonderful. It was really, yeah, really good.
If anyone had told us what was coming, yeah, we would have laughed so much.
Yeah, it was just crazy. Just, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely crazy. Well, hi, everyone. Thank you, Super Terra. And thank you, Simon, for hosting this space. This has been very, very, very interesting. My name is Pablo, and I'm from the founder of the project Mutants in Terra. And first of all, I wanted to congratulate Poppy and Puffins for going to Algorand, which is a great decision because it's so, so aligned with the values of their community. It's absolutely great that you go into that to that blockchain, and seeing all the different projects talking in these spaces, I think definitely it is a really, really good option. The first reaction when this happened, especially from many projects like mine, it was almost like reacting as a with a coordinated move with all the sort of projects aligned to actually move somewhere else with all the community to actually replicate the same sort of scene that we have in Terra. But then after that, basically we realized after a little bit of thought that it was almost like wishful thinking, moving broke projects with a broke community to start again somewhere. It was definitely a bad idea. So now we're seeing many of the projects that we represent rightfully thinking for the best of their communities and going somewhere else, each one to a different location. So that's good. That's great. It's a little bit sad, but it is what it is, and it could be. I'm sure it's going to be better for many of us. I wanted to ask guys your views on Terra itself. Because everyone is taking for granted that we are all moving, that everyone is moving, but there is a proposal for Terra to be reset and to start again without the stablecoin. That sounds probably a little bit ridiculous for anyone who is not a lunatic, but for us that we were in a cult before, I just want to hear your thoughts about what do you think about the future of Terra, and do you have faith in that project to be rebuilt? Interested to hear your thoughts.
It's a tricky one. I mean, clearly it can't be the same. There's been a lot of damage to the reputation. So I think the first thing, and I say this about NFT projects, I say about protocols, trust is such an important factor. So anything, don't get me wrong, I think the technology base that's been created, I think it would be fantastic if it can be used going forwards in some form. I personally will absolutely support if the network returns, but I think there will be obviously a lot of eyes on it, not necessarily for the right reasons. It's a tricky one. I'm not an expert on the mechanics of how it would restart. I have seen the proposals. As I say, I always say this to people, I am very much an art and NFTs guy. And as you know, when you met me last week, I don't do the degen stuff. I don't really purport to understand it. I've had many good conversations with Simon, and he's very, very good on things like tokenomics. Of course, I have an understanding of it. Of course, I have a basic awareness, but I think it's about a lot more. I guess the reason I'm saying that, it's about a lot more than NFTs. I think if it was literally about, if you like, rebooting the Terra space for NFTs, I think it's potentially, it could still have a role to play. I think it's a much broader piece than that when you think of all the many protocols, the interactions, the connectivity. I don't know if that helps, but that's just my personal, you put me on the spot, the sort of view. Welcome, obviously, particularly Simon, obviously, and the other projects. I actually can see Wizard Wax with a hand up. I don't know if Simon, if you want to chip in first, or we can go straight to Wizard Wax.
Yeah, just a couple of thoughts. Like, no, I'm obviously quite a massive Terra fan, and I'm actually in all the builders chats around rebuilding Terra and Doquan and things like that. I think, you know, some of our perspectives around this is, you know, to be honest, like for a lot of projects, they're in a place where they have to make quick decisions. You know, they may have most of their funds wiped out, their communities are hurting, and they have to be able to make quick decisions about where to go in a short space of time. And they may not have, you know, the funds or the ability to wait around until something is done in terms of a new project coming up. Some issues that arise is there's actually still a lot of infighting within Terra. I wouldn't say necessarily infighting, but there's a lot of, you know, people wanting to go in different directions, and some people think that UST holders should be reimbursed, some people think Luna should be. So there's talks of, you know, four different forks, and everybody's trying to lead their own chain, and there isn't like a unified leadership, and trust has been broken down on certain leadership like aspects. So it's going to take some time for that to all kind of come together and rebuild, as well as many projects have kind of made the decision to move cross chain because their reserves are depleted and they need to have access to grants and to rebuild, and they can't wait around to see what's happening. So there's a lot of those kind of factors, and people are going to go search for certainty, and it's totally understandable. And you know, Terra, you know, may rebuild a chain and do really well and everything like that, but I think in the short term, in the interim, many projects almost have to put their communities and the ability to move forward first, and that's kind of why you're seeing a lot of people not necessarily neglect Terra or neglect that it's building, but kind of letting the chaos subside and everybody to kind of fight between each other to figure out what they're going to do and how and everything like that, and then kind of move forward. Also, just quickly, another point on that is the new chain, some of the issues that I see with the new chain, and even though I'm for this, a lot of it's around they're trying to make holders whole of Luna and UST, which if the chain is spun up with that as the sole purpose, what's going to end up happening is it's going to have possibly a negative impact on the chain for a period of time at least, because many people are going to try and restitute what they've lost. So if you distribute a billion tokens to a billion people, you're going to get a lot of down pressure and stuff like that. So it's going to take a little bit of time. I think, you know, there will be a chain that will replace Terra and that will use its tech and onboarding. But without UST and without those extra benefits, then they're just reliant on the community and the UI UX to kind of push forward, which could still be behind chains like Near and those others as well. So, you know, I'm still hopeful, and I'm still be part of that community. I'll still be there to support. But I know that personally, and in terms of my project interests, I've had more of my eyeballs on other Cosmos chains like Juno and expanding into cross chain. So yeah, that's just my thoughts on it.
That's absolutely great, and I shared some of the thinking that you have just told us. One of the questions that I have, and in terms of another blockchains, because Algorand has been well explained, but RCApes Stevo was talking about Polygon, which is an interesting blockchain to actually explore. It has a lot of potential. It is in OpenSea as well. You mentioned RCApes too, that you had some projects that you like from there, quite artistic. And obviously we are both our projects. I'm interested to hear your thoughts about why Polygon and what is your interest on it.
Hi, thanks. It's like for most people that we know, for most of the other projects that we are like at least tangentially aware, they seem to be within that ecosystem. They seem to kind of be there. And like we also have a lot of B2B instead of, you know, B2C, the usual B2C where you just, you know, sell to your non-corporate affiliated users. But as we are building these contacts, as we are growing in that space with our connections to Jägermeister, Infineon, other things not yet to be named that are going to be pretty cool. We had some chats with Infineon, and they were almost, as soon as we had told them that, yeah, we had secured enough funds to continue, even though it was a hard decision, like we managed to pull out at 60 cents. They were almost like, yeah, we kind of think that that's going to be good. It's like, as soon as we told them that we were, you know, good to continue, they're like, that's good. It's like easier for us to work with because it's already like established. And I don't want to, you know, be swayed, you know, from outside influence about that, but I think just the connection of there being a budding art scene there and it being regarded as something legit, I think that does help going forward. We were, of course, hoping that Terra was going to be one day just that. And all indicators that we had, you know, looked like that was going to be the case. But, you know, obviously, this is not to say anything against, you know, other options like Algorand, for example, which we also like just for the environmental aspect of it. Like, that's something that we also take quite seriously. Yeah. Just, you know, in the first couple of days, that seemed to be the one thing that stuck in our minds the very most. It's still, you know, too early to make like a final decision for us, but that's the thought process behind that.
Nice.
Sorry to interrupt real quick. I am dying to this flu, so I'm going to head out. But I just want to say this has been an excellent Twitter space. Thank you so much for having me on. Someone could take my speaker spot now if they would like.
Thank you, Noam, and get well soon. Really, really appreciate your contributions, and thank you. Well, thank you to all of our speakers. It's been really good. So, yeah, get well soon, and we'll certainly follow up with those discussions. And I'm keen to join you on one of your, or probably on quite a number of your sessions. I do enjoy these sorts of interactions, and really appreciate your taking the time from your sick bed to come and join us today. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to talking to you again in the future.
Fantastic. So, Wizard Wax, do you want to step forward again? So you got your hand up again.
Yeah, I was going to say, Oscar, what he was saying about Terra maybe coming back and all that. I mean, from what I see, like, we're all super supporters from Terra. And look at Dogecoin. Like, I've seen memes of people saying Luna's the next Dogecoin. Why can't it be the next Dogecoin? Like, memes are powerful. Like, don't ever fully dump your Luna. Like, Luna will come back. May not be this year, may not be next year. But we'll be memeing about this coin in a couple of years. And I mean, just look at the people that hold Dogecoin, you know what I mean? Those fools are millionaires now. Maybe we will too one day. And then I come from Barefoots. My bad. I come from Barefoot Rabbits. I'm the owner. And the reason we chose Solana is because I'm like, I can sell out on any blockchain if I really try. Like, that's not hard. I'm trying to make sure I have value to my holders, and I'm trying to make sure the holders regain. everything they lost. Like, people lost so much money. And I believe, because I come from Solana, you can make 10 grand, like, easily 1 month from Solana. And, like, some people don't know this or don't know where to start and don't know anything about, like, Solana. So I'm bringing a lot of people from Terra to Solana because I have the knowledge and resources to, like, teach these people what to look for and what to go for. That's the reason I chose Sol. That's what I wanted to bring up, the point of the, bring up my point of view from why I went to Solana.
Nice. Yes, just to point that I have now 1 million Lunas. That might be like $100.
Hey, that's worth like over 100 or two. Like, it's still pretty good. Like, crypto.com values that pretty good.
Oh, my goodness.
Dude, I literally swapped like one UST for 300,000 Luna the other day. It's fucking ridiculous.
I'm telling you, I even bought some too. I seen it dip down to like a point, like 7.01. You know what I mean? I was like, well, time to buy some. I just threw $200 on it. If I lose it, I lose it. But the return from that could be crazy.
It's already crazy. Like, I think I, from the one UST swap I did, I could now get like 400 UST or something back.
Yeah, if you made the swap when it was like 0.50 something, that was the best time, because then it's only three zeros and it was like, you know, multiply by 100 or something like that.
But I only had two left in my wallet.
It's madness.
Yes, no, strange times. Well, I'm conscious Simon's dropped off. I don't know if he's had some technical issues. I know he's struggling. And also, Zyma Pro, please bear with me. I keep approving you, and I think you keep dropping out. Sometimes Twitter does this. And again, I often sort of say, you know, Elon, one of the first things I'd love you to fix is that perhaps we can do these spaces on desktop as well as mobile, because it's just so flaky, isn't it? I mean, I've just had so many issues.
When's Elon going to revive Luna for us?
Well, he did wonders for Doge, so you never know.
He likes a good meme.
He does like a good meme. That's very true. So I'm conscious. I was going to look to sort of bring this to a close fairly soon, because it is rather late my time. I know Simon, literally, bless him, because we always try and find a time that works for both of us. I'm in Europe, Simon's in Australia, and it's either painfully early or painfully late, you know, for one or other of us to do these spaces. But we also try and maximize, if you like, the potential for other people to join us. So, you know, it's a decent time of day in the US, Asia as well. It's probably not the greatest time, in fairness, but we do try and find a time that sort of works for most markets. And obviously, importantly, all of these spaces are always recorded. And as I said in my fairly lengthy tribute earlier to Finn and Terra Spaces, they are the documenters of the history of this incredible period in crypto history. And so thank them for everything that they do. So what I'll look to do is, we've got Zyma Pro up, probably run this for about another 10 minutes or so, really just kind of bring it up for closing remarks. Absolutely, obviously, from the conversations that we're having today, there's lots more brilliant things that we can obviously follow up on and will be following up on. So thank you particularly for the wonderful influx of Algo community speakers. I think that's really powerful, and I will certainly be, you know, jumping on some further follow-up discussions and doing some more research to support, you know, the broader community, because obviously one of the challenges is I'm trying to scribe my way through finding, you know, where all the key projects are going to help the communities, because it's incredibly hard, as we all know, to keep track of so many projects. I'm still in nearly 100 Discords, and it is a kind of full-time passion to keep track at the best of times. I want to make sure that, yeah, those projects can make sure their communities stay with them. And so just by helping people with that awareness, because I'm sure we all do it. You know, there's so many Discords. You might mint, then you may drop out of a Discord because you're maxed out. And I wouldn't want people to miss out because of that. So with that in mind, anyone listening now or later, and quite a few projects have done this to me already, and I've got quite a lot of dialogue going on. You know, if you're looking at marketplaces, opportunities and chains, if you want a neutral chat, always there for that. But also very happy to support, as I always do, and share share your news more widely if you need to do so. And obviously, Papa Puffins, we've had some excellent conversations over the last couple of days, and you know, really support your approach. And actually, probably sort of a last point before I think actually, unfortunately, our speaker has been rugged again. So I'm a pro. I can see Simon's come back, so I'll invite Simon up. So I don't know what's happened there. What I was going to say was to say, well, a few more minutes, but I think for me, the most important thing any project can do, and I think we're seeing this in abundance now, in a difficult time for all of us, communication and actually involvement of the communities. And actually for a project to be successful, I think I was put on the spot earlier about future possible value with projects moving to different chains and so on. I can't answer to that. What I can say is those projects that have everything that I've always talked about on these spaces, you know, good art, a strong community, a utility, and a use case, they're the ones who will succeed. And I think they'll succeed regardless of where they go. But I think to WizardWorks' point, particularly different art styles and different communities and different chains, I think it's really important to look at that aspect as well. And that's something I'd really like to explore.
The Puffin Puffins Penguins, they've already looked into it. That's pretty impressive. Like, that makes you feel like they're actually thinking of their community. It makes you like want to stay and hold and be there with them.
Yeah, 100%. Well, I'm a proud Puffins holder, and I'm delighted that's happened, and they always have had my full support, and really excited to see where that goes next. So we've got obviously Simon, you're back. I don't know what happened there. I don't know if you got rugged, but good to have you back here. We're just really kind of doing closing remarks now. There was this someone who's very keen to speak, and they keep getting Molly's dropped out as well and come back. There's obviously Twitter Spaces are a beta test product, like many of the things that I've been working on over the last year. So I think we'll look to bring things to a close fairly soon. Any further remarks from your good self, Simon, before we look to wrap?
Yeah, not so much. I think I'm all spent. Yeah, it's been really ruggy, this space. Very. I was still listening the whole time. It just kicked me off. I don't know what was going on. So, I'm still here.
How weird. Yes, it shouldn't even be possible because you're co-hosting. So I don't know. It kicked me out of my own space the other week and crashed the whole thing. So good old Twitter. So any final remarks from the speakers panel that's up? Thank you, everyone who's tried to speak. There were a few that requested and I accepted, and then they've dropped out. And I know that happens. And I know it's frustrating, and it is Twitter's fault. So sorry, Twitter. Twitter, to be honest, let's be fair. Twitter is a massive enabler. You know, the fact that we can do this as a global group and have these conversations is absolutely brilliant. So I'm not dissing Twitter. Without it, we would struggle to do this sort of very open discussion. So hats off to them for that. So Poppin' Puffins, you got your hand up once more?
Yeah, I just have one thing to say. And I think it's something that the Algo fam community has never heard. I think it's really important.
Thank you so much for sharing that. My life is better for it.
I mean, there's a backstory to that. That's the sound of a puffin. That's the sound they make. And whenever I do a space with these guys, we always end with that. So it is actually
it's great friend- talking with you guys.
I know that was traumatic. I apologize.
No, it's all right. I think probably people aren't aware, therefore it's like I have had some very strange speakers on my spaces, but I think you're absolutely legit. I have had someone who came on and made animal noises the other week that they got cut. Most people are great though, so that's fine. I'm happy to close up. It's late my time. I have an early start tomorrow. It's been absolutely fantastic as always. Difficult time. I've personally found it very helpful. We will probably now, so if we're kind of running a bit to the end of our time, we will be doing another spaces, our regular weekly one, the topic of which will be finalized, and I'll get that out before I hit the hay this evening. And also importantly, just reach out to talk to people. That's the best thing about the community. If you know anyone who's struggling, lift them up. And I think what tonight's spaces has shown me is with some great speakers from the Algo community, particularly the crypto is a wonderful and welcoming broad space. And I think as we've heard some of the rec stories from people from Algo, we all equally, you know, I'm invested in a number of different areas, and we all feel that pain when something like this happens, to greater or lesser extent. So Thank you, everyone. This has been, as I say, really powerful spaces. What I will do, so that's the last thing I wanted to say. Simon and I are working on a new project. We were planning to sort of talk a little bit about that. The intention really is we'll probably devote a separate spaces where we'll talk a little bit about what we're planning to do, because we, like many other projects, are looking to the future as well. So we'll be share some thoughts there, and there are lots of follow-up activities there. Apologies, I know people are still requesting to speak, but it's not that we don't want you to speak, it's just that it's like literally nearly 11 o'clock at night for me, and I have a very early start, and I just can't do that. As like 20 years ago I could, but not now. Yes, oh to be young. Okay, so last words from anyone, and then I'll look to wrap up, and wish you all a wonderful rest of your day. Oh, so Artsy Apes, yeah, please.
Just one sentence. There's great art to be made from tragedy like this. Like this can, in a way, shape like all our projects in a way. This can, you know, give us a great story to tell. You know, as we come into the new scenes, I think we can kind of use it to enrich our own, art that we have on offer. So yeah, that's all I got to say. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you very much. No, that's a very profound thought to close on. And actually, out of the ashes of any situation, new life, new opportunities can be born like a phoenix from the flames. So I'll leave you with that as my own personal thought. And and I think we're all at different stages of the process of moving forwards. As I said at the start of the space, I'm a natural optimist, even in the darkest of circumstances. And I've come through dark circumstances outside of crypto, as well as perhaps more than my fair share of rugs, burns and crashes over the years. But what doesn't kill you only makes you stronger, as the song goes. So, thank you, everyone. Thank you, Simon, as always. And we'll speak again soon. And I think lots of new connections and conversations to take away. And I hope you've all found it as useful as I have for today's spaces. Thank you.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was Building for the Future in NFTs, hosted by Superterra, recorded on Sunday, May 15th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Rolling down the street in my 6'4". I never had a 6'4". A kid can wish, though. I snapped the wishbone and grabbed a fistful. Chilling with the dopiness of weed is all I wish for. I'm feeling blissful. I got a missus. My ginger always down to ride no matter what the mission. I'm singing this song. Got a couple albums out. We do alright, but it ain't really shit to write home about. Like to feed the fishbowl. Keep my stories mystical. I like my beats boom bapping rap to be lyrical. I'm feeling cynical. Craving a little ritual. Save my place in line while I try to find a mirror. I keep looking and looking and looking, but never find nothing. We've been lied to, thinking this surprise under super secret lies. Motherfuckers sneak inside, going dark. Now believe me when I say this shit is do or die. Going dark, now believe me when I say this shit is do or die. Going dark, now believe me when I say this shit is do or die. Trenches, trying to stay offensive. Trespassing here like this land looks expensive. Ain't no time like the present. Trying to stake a claim, just make sure your claim stays away from all these other claims. We're almost kinda running out of land here. Living in the day of the dead and it's damn weird. Same teams, y'all, we just trying to get a bite to eat. A little rest saved up, waiting for my time to sleep. Head down, middle fingers up, yo, I'm wide awake. Never hesitate to stay about 100 miles away. 7 time and space, while the wrecking ball the place. I expect you all to play, running marathons today. When the sick get sicker and the rich get richer, it might be about time to rearrange our dinner. Fix the system, the shit, it's all nixed. Waking up early, gonna suck today's. Going dark now, believe me when I say this shit is do or die. Going dark now, believe me when I say this shit is do or die.
Clark's a great guy, man. He's totally gonna take care of Angela, man. He's great. He's a wonderful lab partner, so it's gonna be cool. He'll keep an eye on her.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, you weird little prick?
I'm a teacher, okay? You can't talk to me like that, guy.
I'm not a student, so I can say whatever the fuck I want.
Terra Spaces.